I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia, at thecommentary.ca. A lot of people in this town mark the winter solstice, the holidays, with the tradition of music on Maine. The venue is a legendary Heritage Hall in the southeast corner of Main Street and 15th Avenue. And joining me now is Rachel Keogh Iwasa, who will preview what to expect this Wednesday and Thursday evening. She will be joined in performance by Caroline Shaw, the 2013 recipient of the Pulitzer Prize for Music, and the vocalist and pianist Gabriel Kahane. I'll ask Rachel about performing with Music on Main, about the venue, and what sort of music will be performed, as well as what this time of year means for her, as well as Music on Main attendees. Rachel Keogh Iwasa has been hailed in the press as a keyboard virtuoso and avant-garde muse. She is one of Canada's foremost contemporary music pianists, and has performed throughout the country as well as around the world. She was co-founder of the Queer Arts Festival in Vancouver, and her debut CD, Cosmophony, was released to great acclaim. Visit iwasa.com for more, and visit musiconmain.ca for tickets. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Rachel Keogh Iwasa. Ms. Iwasa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Delight to be here.
Is this the first time that you've worked with Music on Main?
Oh, no. I've been playing with Music on Main now for, I'm trying to think how many years.
Yeah.
It's been practically 10, I would think, since my first concert with them.
Yeah, and it's such a tradition, isn't it? Not only for this part of the world and on Main Street, but for people come to Heritage Hall each year. It really is a part of this time of year, isn't it?
So I've been playing the Solstice show since about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, I think, has created something really very special here. This time of year is complicated, I think, for many people. Many people who have... There are lots of big emotions still associated with it, but many people don't necessarily celebrate the religious holidays in the traditional way anymore. And yet there's still a need, I think, with this time of year, for there to be something, a sense of ritual and something special. And I think really that's what Dave has created around the solstice. I mean, solstice, of course, is a pagan holiday. He's taken the bare bones of it, this idea of marking the turning of the year, of those darkest days, and of the return of light, and through creating a concert has really, around that, has really given us a way to mark that, even if we're not necessarily attached to the pagan rites around solstice per se.
Yeah.
And I have to say one of my favorite things about this concert is the way in which there are elements of it that actually come back and repeat or are morphed in different ways in the year. Our self-proofs are said that our strongest memories are not the ones that we're deliberately thinking back on. They're the ones that tend to be more associated with sensory memories.
Mm.
And he talks most famously, of course, about the cookie, the madeleine, and the tasting it, and that taking you right back. But I think we all have that experience of songs being one of the things, and music being one of the things that takes us right back to a place. You know, sometimes you'll hear a song that you haven't heard in a really long time, and then boom, they're just, you know, you're right back in that year and remembering and feeling the feelings you felt at that time.
Yeah.
I think music does that really powerfully for all of us.
Yeah,
he also talks about the importance of ritual, these annual rituals of doing that. So Dave has commissioned a number of songs and chamber music pieces, which then the composers often will rearrange depending on the musicians that Dave has hired for that particular year.
Mm.
And then we revisit them in the sense of familiarity, much like other kinds of seasonal music, but then something fresh that comes every time. And I think it's something really special for the composers, because in contemporary music, so often, you know, there's always something for, well, there's not always, but there's when you get funding for a premiere. And then there are so many pieces that get premiered. They're marvelous pieces, but then there isn't really the impetus to do them again because it's harder as a performer, it's harder as a composer to sell that to presenters, to sell that to funders. They always want the contemporary music. It's always about the new, the new, the new. So with these pieces, like the one that we're doing by Alfredo Santa Anna, the one that we're doing by Carolyn Shaw, we have this opportunity to revisit year after year these pieces that are a little bit different every time. And again, it just, for me, it's become this really powerful ritual of marking the year. I think also for me personally, my father died on December 23rd many, many years ago, like back in 1982. So Christmas time has became a time of mourning for me. Getting involved with music on main solstice concerts has really allowed me to make sense out of that time of year, to be able to make sense out of that sense of everything getting dark, but knowing that it's just part of a cycle and that it's going to get light again, that the sun is going to come back, and that the darkness doesn't last forever.
Yeah. See, I was going to ask you about, because some people might know you for the Queer Arts Festival.
Yes.
And that's a very summer thing, right? You know, either, I guess it used to be in August, now it's sort of in I guess late June, is that right?
Typically it's been in late June. We moved it to be around the season of the Stonewalls, like the Stonewall season. You know, people who know their queer history will know that the Stonewall riots took place on June 28th. And that was the impetus that birthed all the modern day pride parades. So most cities have their pride kind of around that time.
Yeah.
Vancouver, for other historic reasons, hasn't with ours on the long August long weekend. So which is when Queer Arts Festival used to be. We used to kind of pair it with pride, though we're friends, but we're not the same organization.
Yeah.
So when we started to grow, we decided that we would like to move it to be more at the time when pride is at the best, pride is in the rest of the world. I mean, we have now morphed so that we've opened a year-round programming arm at some gallery in the BC Artscape Center in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And so it's no longer just a summer thing. We have programming that's going around that goes year-round.
Yeah.
But we're still best known for this summer anchor.
Yeah, and so I mean, you know, you have this sort of association, if you will, with the summer. That I was going to ask you about, you know, what this time of year means, what winter means, and you've just told us, you know, just how, I guess, how visceral music can be in sort of setting the mood, or reminding one of what this time of year means. I was going to ask you too about what you listen to, and that obviously changes with the seasons, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, my listening tastes are really eclectic. Right now, what I'm listening to most is Jeremy Dutcher's Wolostekia Kulintawakanawa, the album that he won the Polaris Prize with last year.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, and that one brings back memories in a different way. Jeremy Dutcher is a fabulous Two-Spirit artist from the East Coast, whose elders told him about recordings from his nation that were held in the National Archives of the National Library of Canada.
Uh-huh.
They were recorded in the early 20th century. And many of those songs had been lost to his people, but they knew they were recorded somewhere in the bowels of that library. So his elders sent him to go get them, and he listened to them and transcribed them and arranged them for himself to sing at the piano. He's trained in the Western operatic tradition, and deployed all of that skill and that training to make these amazing versions of his traditional songs, which he also uses the recordings from those archival recordings, these scratchy wax cylinder recordings, so that you hear these voices from 100 years ago taken up by Jeremy in the most astonishing way. And for me, it has this feeling not so much of, I mean, it feels like time travel for me, not so much of going back, but of hearing these voices from the past alive and coming forward. So that's what's on my listening list right now on repeat.
Someone will be participating with these two shows at Music on Main is Caroline Shaw. You've worked with her before. In terms of her music, this is kind of odd to ask you this because we're essentially talking on the radio, if you will. How would you describe that for people who are unfamiliar with her work?
I would say Caroline's music is, we'll see her in two facets in this. Actually, I guess probably three facets in this concert. So you'll get to know Caroline as a composer. And she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer. Her work, I would say, is it's a very interesting bridge between her classical contemporary training and her classical compositional training and more more popular styles. She does songs and sing songs, but not in a voice that's more associated, in, you know, that's not that opera, that classical operatically trained vocal quality. So she morphs the kind of vocal production that we're more familiar with from, say, rock and pop music, or maybe folk music would be, or root music might be more appropriate, with the with the traditions that and the, that come out of her classical training. One of the songs that we do every solstice since Dave first commissioned it is her Winter Carol, which is really, I mean, it's, again, it's a, what's fascinating about it is a lot, she's created a in a sense, a kind of format for improvisation with this. There is a melody that will be familiar to everyone. It's sung in a round, so the audience comes and sings with us, which I think is, you know, it's, you hear a lot of shows that have audience participation, and they're often like you bring one person up and it kind of, you know, there's a sense of often like a tiny little bit of humiliation, and that is so not what happens with the audience participation. I think also because by now so many people know this song, they love this song, they come back to it the way you come back to other seasonal music, and there's this incredible sense of community that comes out of us all singing it together. She also, she'll be doing some, she'll be doing some improvisation on the violin. She sings and plays violin. And then she and I are going to be playing together a 20th century classic, Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel, which is, Arvo Pärt is an Estonian minimalist composer whose music is known for its sublime, transcendent quality. It tends, this piece, like many of his pieces, it moves very, very slowly. It has very, very long lines. It has a very, you know, a very simple but very, very profound quality to it. Carolyn and I played this, I think back in 2014, ages ago, and it was really one of the most musically transformative experiences of my life. It had this feeling of just channeling some, or channeling the divine. I mean, if that doesn't sound, we have as artists sometimes these transcendent experiences that you don't know if you can ever duplicate it again. But you know, we're getting the opportunity to play it again with this sense of revisiting and this sense of a soul that Dave has created through the Solstice Concert, and I am so looking forward to it. I mean, I don't imagine it's going to be the same thing, But, you know, you don't do things more than once because you want exactly the same thing.
Right, yeah. So it's a marvelous way to look at life, isn't it? Your work as a musician and listening to you these last few minutes talk about, you know, the anticipation of it all. I mean, it really is a, I guess if we looked at life that way, probably be a better life, certainly a more creative one, right?
Well, it's having this concert that I've been doing now several years and then having it come back every year with similar pieces but revisited and changed really reminds me of that sense, you know, of that cyclical turning of the world. That, you know, we have this time of dark, we have this time of light, and how similar that is to so many of the other kinds of, you know, we have the cycles of night and day, the cycles of in-breath and out-breath that carry us, which, you know, it helps me think actually of my life in terms of also, like, not just the dark and light times of the year, but, you know, the hard times and the good times.
Yeah.
And how, with everything, there's a sense of that turning, of the pulling in, and then also the sending out that comes in these cycles,
yeah.
The dark and the light, the rest and the waking. It's funny. I grew up in a Christian church. My father was a minister. And when he died, it was something that really didn't, you know, I left the church. I mean, as you mentioned, my work with the Queer Arts Festival, you know, like many queer people, my relationship with the Christian church is not a, you know, not a simple one. And then, of course, with my father's death at Christmas, this time of year has gotten really complicated for me. I think it's complicated for many people, but not in exactly the same ways. And this concert has really become a spiritual anchor for me. And talking to people who I see come back year after year, I see that as something that's been for them too. So I would say to your listeners, if you haven't come to the Solstice concert yet, I would, you know, you get the chance to really join a very special community of people together through music.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a community that comes back as you've said year after year, and such a tradition. Especially in that building itself, Heritage Hall. I mean, a lot of us pass it by regularly to get to work there, to get to perform there. I mean, that must be something altogether special for you as a performer, is it?
The Heritage Hall is actually, I would have, as a performer, it's a bit of a complicated venue. It's not designed necessarily to be able to hear well. What's remarkable is Dave and his crew have managed over the years to really kind of figure out where to put everything, how to handle the, you know, they use a subtle amplification that doesn't sound like amplification, so that the things that make this hall difficult, they have completely managed to mitigate.
That said, it's
got a really lovely atmosphere, and the way that they set it up with the, you know, lighting, with a, you know, it's, you know, Dave was one of the people who really started the trend of being able to bring your drinks into the theater for classical music. I mean, it's something we do at the Queer Arts Festival too, because it does, you know, it's a more casual atmosphere, more than one would expect at the, you know, at most contemporary music concerts. So I'm also really looking forward this time to getting the chance to play with Gabriel Kahane, who, like Carolyn Shaw, has done some really interesting work bridging the world of indie music and classical music. He's someone who I've been excited about for years but have never actually met, and I get to play with him. in a couple of weeks, which is going to be super exciting for me.
And do you guys get to, do you all get together beforehand? I mean, how much time do you have to rehearse, say?
It's the same standard rehearsal period that you get for any classical music concert, unless you're, you know, in an ensemble that plays together all the time.
Mm.
I mean, we'll have Carolyn and Gabriel will fly in a few days early. We'll have some really lovely and intense rehearsal times, and then we'll get to put it up on stage and get to put it up on stage twice, which is also something as someone who's a contemporary musician, you know, the genre typically you put something up once and then you go off to the next thing. It's
right.
Such a joy to be able to play this concert two nights in a row.
Yeah, indeed. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you, and urge people to go down to Heritage Hall on Main Street there for Music on Main, December 11th and 12th. I appreciate your time. Thanks for this.
Well, thank you. It's been really nice to chat with you.
The website for more is at iowassa.com, and, of course, musiconmain.ca for tickets and information. The performances are Wednesday and Thursday evening at Heritage Hall here in Vancouver, Main and 15th Avenue. Rachel Keogh Iowassa joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.